Okay. Hi, Doreen Howard. I'm with the Lansing Fisher Body Historical Team. We're at the Fisher Body plant in the Skills Center conference room. Today is October 25th, 2005, and we will be interviewing Bud Williams. Bud, can you state your name and spell your last name and your address, please?
Bud Williams. My last name is spelled W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Address 410 Elmshaven Drive in Lansing, Michigan, 48917.
Okay. And why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves?
I'm Linda Johnson.
And I'm John Fedewa.
Okay. We'll get some of the biographical information out of the way here. Are you married?
Yes.
And do you have any children?
Yes, I have three daughters.
Okay. And did any of your children work here?
No.
No? Okay. Do you have any military service?
No, I don't.
And what is your educational background?
2 years of college.
Okay. I'd like to start with, can you recall your first date that you were hired into Fisher Body?
Yeah, I sure can.
When was that?
That was September 16, 1964. I was hired in the trim department. My supervisor was Stu Moyer. Worked in installing door rubbers on the old 88s and 98s. I started on the day shift.
On the day shift, yes.
And we were working at the time 10 hours per day. And I thought the day would never end. It was quite an experience. I'd never worked that long on that many hours before.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you hired in, what brought you to Fisher Body? What was your reasons for coming here?
Well, I was working at the time. I was driving a truck for the city, and it was got kind of cold out there in the winter, so I thought I'd look for an inside job. And I came over and I put in an application at Fisher Body, and seemed like before I got home, good, they called me. Well, I put it in, I think, on a Monday, and they called me, like, Tuesday, yes.
Wow.
Called me Tuesday, and I came back on Wednesday, and I went to work that same day.
Linda?
Linda Johnson. Bud, how old were you when you came into the plant, and were you from Lansing, or were you from...
No, I came here from, I lived in New York City before I came to Lansing. Originally, I'm from Camden, South Carolina. I left when I finished high school, I went to New York City. And I left New York City and came to Lansing.
And how old were you when you
I was 22, 22 years old when I started working.
Did you have a family yet?
No. All along.
64. Mm-hmm. When you hired in 64, was there very many blacks that worked here at that time?
Yeah, I would say it was quite a few. Yes.
There was a large minority group
right
here. Yeah. Was there a lot of women that worked here at the
no,
time?
No, wasn't very many women.
Just more mostly males.
Most men.
And you worked in the trim?
Had a few women, but not very many. Most of the women, I think, was the one that got hired during the Korean War.
The Korean War.
Right. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any women of my age group was here.
When you first hired in, was there any initiations or special pranks that they did to you as a new hire?
time that I can remember. Except during when Thanksgiving came, they told me to go downstairs and see Jerry Brooks, who used to be the personnel director, and he would give me my Thanksgiving turkey, and that was a big joke they pulled on all the new hires.
Okay. So the reception that you received was a good reception?
Yes,
good
very
reception.
Warm reception.
That first day when you came in, and you said you did door rubbers.
Yes.
Can you explain what that job is and what you had to
actually do? Yeah, it's a weather strip that you put around the door to keep the wind and water, dust or anything, whatnot, from getting into the cars. Yeah. At that time, we put them on with a little hammer. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I think they're rolled in.
Was that considered a good job or a not-so-good job?
Well, no one liked it because you go around with your head standing on your head all day, your head down. The job wasn't bad. It's just the idea that you could have your head down looking under the bottom of the doors, and the cars didn't ride up on high platforms like they do now for you to do under work.
So ergonomically,
at that time, it was a pain ergonomically.
Okay. Now, how long did you do that job?
I did that probably 6 months.
And then where did you go?
Then from there, I moved to a job doing wheelhouse molding.
Wheelhouse molding.
Which was the loop. You moved from walking on your head to sitting.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit what wheelhouse moldings are and
yes.
what that job entails?
Yes, wheelhouse molding is a chrome molding that would go around the wheel openings on the body, on the rear end of the car. At that time, we didn't have the front end of the car, just the rear end. So you would put the molding on, put it in place, put four clamps on it to hold it in place, drill seven holes and drive seven screws on the same car.
And were those power tools at that time? Or
yes, they were all electric tools. We didn't have air tools like we do today. All tools were electric, and all of the metal shavings from the drill, we used to have get your hands all burned up with them. When you're drilling, they all fall out on your hands, and you just get all burned up. No one cared at that time. You just stayed in work.
Now, how long did you do that particular job?
Oh, I did that probably a year. Yeah, about a year on that. You ride around on a little stool all day. I don't know if you ever experienced that or not.
So you sat on a stool and scooched yourself back and forth along with the lines up underneath the wheelhouse so you could screw it down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So were you always in trim? Did you always stay in trim, or did you
yes,
go to any
I've
other
always,
departments?
When I worked production, I was always in trim.
Okay. At what point in your career did you make the transition to salary?
It was in 1975.
Mm-hmm. And what area did you work in it when you first started in that arena?
I also worked in trim department in the glass area. Windshield and back light.
And how were you receptive into the management side of the house coming from?
It was a very warm reception. I've never had any problems as far as racial problems. Mm-hmm. There never was any.
Yeah. That's good. During your time here, were you ever laid off at all?
The only layoff I had was during the model changeover. Other than that, never laid off. And we used to have some pretty long changeovers. It'd run anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks layoff during the model changeover.
And
other than that, we worked all the time. Never had a layoff.
Okay. Now, did over your the course of your employment here, I'm interested in some of the changes that occurred in the plant as far as, you know, as technology started coming in, of the things that you saw that happened in the plant that people like myself who didn't work here during that time, what some of the differences between how the manufacturing was set up then to how it's set up now.
Well, back during when I got hired, everything was done by hand. For instance, all of your glass, we would build it, install it by hand. No automation whatsoever. All of your timekeeping, everything. Had a timekeeper used to come around, pick up your cards, take them to payroll or wherever they took them and record your time from there, bring the cards back at a certain time. You had old punch clocks. Everyone come in had to punch a card. If you didn't punch your card, you didn't get paid. There wasn't no computers. So the supervisor didn't know whether you were here or not. The only reason they know is when you punch your card. Or on the line you did, because if you weren't on that job, we knew you were absent. And as the years going by, we went from went into the glass area. We got a few robots in there setting windshields and back glass and doing the side glass, putting the urethane on the side glass, quarter glass we had called them. But some of those didn't last very long because they didn't have very much success with them. And they went away for a while and then eventually they would come back. But that lasted, when the transition from, I would say it must be around 70, eight when that started, and it probably lasted until around 79, 80, and that's when you start making the transition into the body shop with all of the robots doing all of the welding. And
you said you never worked in the body shop areas at all?
No, I never worked in the body or paint during that time.
Let's see here. Didn't have any female members. Being in supervision, did you see any changes as far as the supervisory techniques that were used maybe when you first came in versus the things that they do now? Has there been any changes in that arena?
Yes, there's a big change in the way the supervisor technique. For instance, when we first started, all the supervisors had what do we call headcount sheets. We had to go out and take head counts like a teacher did with the students in school. Take manually. And the way we do things now is all computer. Yes, we go out and use a computer. We just sit there, and as the people punch in, you know, they disappear from your stream. Once they disappear, you know everybody's here. As opposed to standing there, walking down the line and looking to see if they're here, or someone has to come by. He or she is here. So, big difference, big change.
Linda.
Bud, you were talking about changeover and punching in and out. What did you do for lunch? What was your afternoon break? How did you take it?
Lunchtime, working on the line, at that time you get a lunch hour or break. You spend it lying down trying to get a little break. That's how we spend our lunchtime then, opposed to now where people run out, go outside or whatever, sit. But at that time, all we wanted to do was sit down for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. You want to get as much rest as you can.
Did you bring lunch from home, or did you frequent some of the restaurants around the plant?
I brought lunch from home. Sometime, if you didn't, you go to the cafeteria. And at that time, the cafeteria was much different than today. You can go up to the cafeteria and I walk right up to the counter and get something to eat. Back then, you had a line. Everyone ate at the cafeteria. So the cafeteria was full. Well, and no one wanted to stand in line, so a lot of people brought their lunch, sat right down on the job and ate.
When you hired in, how much were you making then and before you retired?
I started at $2.55 an hour. Union dues was $5 a month.
Did we have a union hall then?
Yes. We still had union halls at the same place then as it is now.
On Michigan Avenue?
Michigan Avenue, Local 602.
Why did you hire into Fisher Body?
I was working for the city of Lansing, driving a truck, and in the wintertime it got pretty cold out, and I wanted to come with plowing snow. They call you all time of night, weekends, holidays, whenever they call you got to go during the winter. So I wanted an inside job, and that's when I came over on a Monday, put in an application. Tuesday they called me, Wednesday I went to work.
Over the time frame that you worked here, you've met a lot of people. Can you share any special memories of some of the employees that you worked with, and maybe some of the things that you did either during work or after work with any of the friends that you made here?
Oh, yes. We were pretty wild back then. We met a lot of, being young, you know, nobody was settled. After work, we would go out after hour joints or whatever, did whatever you do at after hour joints. Sometimes we hang out until the next day. Spend a lot of our times looking for something to get into.
Typical young man.
Yeah, just typical things that young people do.
Did you ever...
Minus drugs. We didn't fool with the drugs back then.
Did you ever get involved with any of the dinners or the retiree parties or anything like that during?
No, I don't remember too many retirees parties, and him having any big parties and stuff back then. Mm-hmm. If they did, I guess I was too busy doing my own thing to not even notice.
Linda?
Bud, do you have a good memory of Fisher Body that'll always stick in your mind?
Yes, I do. The fact that I got a good inside job, I had good benefits, even though then they weren't as good as they are today, but it was good, better than what I had before I came. And those kind of things will always stick right in my mind, you know, being inside where I wanted to be working.
Did you have a favorite job in the plant?
Yes. Utility job. I've always liked that.
And your worst job was?
Door rubbers.
Doug?
Why was door rubbers the worst job for you?
Because you had to walk around on your head all day, your head down. During this time, you had to walk with your head down and looking underneath the door. You had to put the door rubbers on with a hammer at that time. You hammer from the center of the door all the way around. And the top of the door rubber was rolled in. That part was good, but when you got ready to hammer it in,
so
you're looking down, laying on your head. And
didn't they have plastic nails that you pounded into separate holes?
Yes.
You had to line those up?
Right.
You definitely...
And you break one of those, then you got to let somebody know. They were very easy. They pop brittle. They pop off very easy. And once you pop one off, you got to tell somebody about it. Mm-hmm. Or then the rubber goes down loose and they get water leaks.
You touched base on benefits. Is there any benefit that you think helped you more than another during your time here, or that you see as an outstanding benefit that you would have not maybe gotten somewhere else?
Hospitalization.
Hospital?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a definite...
Yes, this hospitalization is definitely a great benefit.
Were you ever able to, did your kids have the opportunity to utilize any of the benefits that were offered through General Motors?
Yes, I had one, had an opportunity to, but she didn't go through with it. We got the... it was back in 84 when we had the General Motors had a program for minority and women to go to college. And one of my daughters had the opportunity. She took it and she started college, but then she dropped out. General Motors was paying for 4 years of school.
Oh.
And
that was a nice
didn't cost me a dime. But she started in about 2 months, I think, and dropped out.
Mm-hmm. Linda? And Cheryl?
Bud, I've known you since the day I hired her, and I've known Bud. And you've always been a well-liked, well-respected supervisor. What would you say were some of the things that you did that made the people like you so much as compared to another supervisor?
Well, one thing, I came off the line, and I think when the supervisor come up through the ranks, you know, if you don't forget where you came from, then it makes you a better supervisor. Some can forget pretty easy. Some of them, if you didn't come off the line, why? You just didn't know, but I came up through the ranks. And then again, you treat people the way you would like to be treated. Everybody like human beings, instead of I'm the boss and you the worker. Do as I say. That's not the way I looked at it. It's everybody's problem. We'll solve it together. And they've always worked for me. I never had the problem like some people did. Yes, we had our share, yes.
Doug?
But when you worked on the line, did you develop a brother and sister attitude with your coworkers?
Yes, definitely.
Could you explain what that feeling is and what it's like to work in a group of people?
Oh, very good. Working with others has always been a pleasure rather than the old cutthroat kind of backstabbing type. You know, I always find it a lot better to get along with your coworker, work real well with them. And the day goes by good, the weeks, even the years, come along real good and get along with them. Even though back then we covered each other a lot better than today. People seems to say, well, it's your job, you do it. But back then we didn't squeal on people. We didn't do that. I imagine it was probably something wrong. I don't know if it was right or wrong at that time. But we didn't, no matter what it was, we didn't tell them on anyone. A guy walk off the job, go to the bathroom or something, everybody jump in and cover his job. And you know, today you won't have that. He's gone. Nobody's going to touch it. But we covered everyone like a blanket. Wouldn't tell nothing. It's a lot different than the way we do things. I know things are done today.
When you hired in, it was called Fisher Body?
Yes.
At that time?
Fisher Body.
And we went through name changes over the time period that you were employed here.
Yes.
What was your reaction to some of the changes, the name changes that we went through? And can you give me your feelings toward that?
Well, when they first changed it from Fisher Body to BOC, we really didn't have any real bad feelings about it, but people just wondered, why would they do that? Why would they change it to BOC when we never built those particular cars, any cars that began with those letters, BOC? We never had that. At that time, we built the Olds and the Chevy, I think, when they start the BOC or the Buick. Mm-hmm. No, the Olds and the Chevy. We never had the BOC there. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to have been Buick, Old, and Cadillac, but no, Cadillac was never there. We had the Buick, the Olds. That never happened until they started building the little Cadillac across town. But I was never here.
Doug?
You said you didn't think much of it when it changed to BOC. At the time when the corporation decided to interchange the supervisors from across town to Fisher Body, what was your feeling about that?
That was something that we really had a problem with. Every supervisor that came from the other side over here they seem to got promoted before anybody over here did. And we really had a problem with that. Caused a lot of animosity between the salaried people. But I guess we got over it, but it still happened. We didn't like it at all. We didn't want to go over to that side. They didn't want to come over here because all of us had the seniority and they didn't. Come up over there, they had their seniority meant 20 years or better. They come over here and like 5 or 6 years. When they come up to one of us, how much seniority do you got? I was hired in 64. Yeah, you got hired in 67, 68. Well, they didn't like that because it knocked them way down on seniority. We didn't like it because it seemed like they got promoted over us, and they did.
Can I ask, was that, did the... Not only the frontline supervisor, but did all the superintendents and everything interchange too? Is that why?
Yes,
possibly. Is that why maybe the promotions came to those that traveled with the new superintendents and so forth?
Yes, that's the way it happened.
And was that plant wide?
That was pretty much plant wide. Yes.
Is that still going on today? That same group. Now that we're...
Well, it's hard to say it's the same group because now you don't know where they're coming from. Now you're coming from everywhere, all even different states, and it's not just from across town.
Do you recognize supervisors from other states being promoted earlier? Or is it kind of...
No, most of them come with the... With the promotion already.
Bud, when did you retire?
I retired April 1st of 2000.
Mm-hmm. And then you came back as a contract employee?
Yes, I came back in July 10th of 2000 with the intention of working just 2 weeks. Doing the changeover in 2000, mm-hmm. And I'm still here.
And you will continue to work until this plant is completely closed.
Yes, completely. Right now, they tell me my last day will be November 30th.
Doug,
Bud, so you retired and then. General Motors contacted you at home, or did you know you were going to be reinvited back?
They contacted me at home and asked me, will I come in to work for the 2 weeks downtime to help them out.
And you'd only been off since April. Now, this was the July downtime.
This was the July downtime, yes.
And did you miss the place already?
Yes, I did. I had missed it already. And in fact, I was sort of happy to come back for a little while. Because I really don't do a lot on the outside, so yes, I missed it already.
And your decision to stay till the end here, is that another part of the reason that you stayed this long?
Right.
You want to see this thing
yes.
through? What's your feeling about the Fisher plant closing forever?
I feel when it first was announced that it was closing, you know, it hurt. But then I realized that actually we're not closing. All we're doing is moving to a different location. It's better than some of the places that where they're closing right now. Actually, we're going to a new home. Yes, we missed this building because this. For the last 41 years, this was home for me. In fact, I spent more time here than I did at home. So, yeah, we didn't like it. But once you look at it on the positive side, you know, Yeah, he's just moving across town.
In that respect, 41 years, even though the building, the corporation changed names, what's this building called to you?
Fisher Body.
And so, my question to you is, you just said it's the building's going away, but
the memories.
The new building, is it really just an extension of Fisher Body?
No, not to me. Because I won't be going over there. I know that I'm probably not even allowed to go in there. You know, you've got so many restrictions. You know, and after working 41 years, then you go over there and you can't get in there. Seems like we should be able to walk in when we get ready, like I could do here. But I don't know, this time changes. I'd go over and probably have to be strip searched to go in there.
You're probably right.
With the closing here and the new plant starting up, what words of wisdom would you offer to some of the new supervisors that are coming on board at the new plant? And what would you say to them?
Treat your people right, and they'll take care of you. Every time you get a good group, treat them right. You don't have to worry about the job being done and being done right. They will take care of you.
Is there anything that you can remember at all, something special to you that you wanted to tell us about that we haven't covered at all today?
No, I can't think of any. No.
Okay.
But I have one more question.
Okay.
What's the most rewarding moment that you were able to impact a co-worker's life here, either beyond the job or at home? Was there a time when a person had a problem and you were able to help? Is there anything that holds in your memory on that?
Yes. There was a guy that I can't even remember his name, but anyway, that was the guy that used to work for me up in the paint shop. And this poor guy was on the verge of being fired. And he had a lot of vacation time. And I guess he was sort of on the I would say he was illiterate, and he didn't know nothing about his vacation time or anything, and he would get sick, and the guy was actually sick. Nobody ever believed him. He'd take so much time off, and he would say, I'm sick, until I ran into the guy one day in the streets. And he didn't know I was there, and I saw the guy, he was sick, he was out on the sidewalk, he was vomiting, and they called an ambulance, the store owner did, took him to the hospital, and 3 or 4 days after that, he came back to work, and he told me he was sick, but he would never, you know, bring a doctor's statement or anything. He just walked away. He didn't understand. And if I hadn't seen that, I probably would have gone along with everything everybody else seen. But seeing that, then that I took care of the guy, put in and convinced everybody else that the guy actually was sick. Because I went to see him over at the hospital. He was in the hospital, and he was actually sick. And found out later that poor guy had cancer. You know. He survived it. He's a survivor of it. He's still living today. And this happened back, I think, was in 89 when that happened. The guy's still living today, and he's still working here. I was glad I was able to. I was coming out of the stove and I saw this. For some reason, that was one of the moments I'll never forget. But the poor guy would have been fired. You come in, you take him into an interview, you just sit there, wouldn't say a word. Whatever anybody did to him, it was okay. Even this committee man, nothing, didn't know anything about him. He never would talk. He just let to do whatever. But now he thanks me every time he sees me now.
Well, I thank you too.
Yeah.
Thank you, bud.
All right.
Thanks, bud.
It's been a pleasure interviewing you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.